Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart. This week, we will observe Thanksgiving Day in the United States of America, a day when family and friends gather together for a time of celebration and feasting. Soon, your turkey and stuffing will be in the oven, and pleasant aromas will fill the kitchen. Before we begin our celebration, however, let's take a peek back 4 centuries ago when Americans celebrated their first Thanksgiving. For 66 days, a sailing vessel called the Mayflower carried 102 pilgrims across the stormy Atlantic Ocean and landed at Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts on December 11, 1620. During that first cold winter, 46 of the 102 pilgrims died. In the spring of 1621, the Wampanoag Indians taught the pilgrims how to cultivate the land, growing corn, beans, and pumpkins, which helped them survive. At harvest time, the colonists were so grateful for their bountiful crops that Governor William Bradford organized the first Thanksgiving feast, inviting their neighbors, the Wampanoag Indians. With joy and thanksgiving, they expressed their gratitude and appreciation to God for their bountiful harvest. Many years later, in 1789, President George Washington wrote a proclamation recommending to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country. So it has been that way for over 2 centuries. Thanksgiving Day has become a joyous festival celebrated with a lot of enthusiasm. People have gathered together to thank God for His past blessings and to enjoy the warm fellowship of family and friends.